Western помогает распространению за рубежом объективной и достоверной информации helps, о нашей стране, разоблачению антироссийских измышлений. Ваша благородная деятельность способствует сохранению и прочению доброй традиции дружбы и взаимного уважения, связывающих россиян с другими народами, сплочению русского мира, Хотел бы от души поблагодарить организаторов конгресса и его участникам пожелать успехов и всего наилучшего.
Владимир Путин. The president of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin.
Now, dear friends,
since the moment of the first maiden congress, we have been closely tracking your progress, tried to provide assistance and support in your activities, and I'd like to state now that only in 1 year the international Russophile movement has come a long way, and today we see over 130 countries represented here.
Как отметил президент Путин на форуме агентства стратегических инициатив, у нас все больше и больше сторонников во всем мире появляется. Особенно это тоже в сфере, в той сфере, которую мы называем нашими традиционными ценностями. Ваша активная и плодотворная работа – очередное доказательство того, что наша страна, наша великая культура с ее вечными и приходящими духовно нравственными ориентирами вызывает неподдельную симпатию во всех на всех континентах. В России действительно множество настоящих, проверенных временем, друзей повсюду, в том числе и в Соединенных Штатах, и в Европе, и все они не просто проявляют нам интерес, но разделяют продвигаемые нами ценности, общие для всех мировых религий и цивилизаций. В этой связи представляется закономерным, что деструктивная линия западных элит на изоляции в России, в том числе в глобальном информационном и культурном пространстве, в целом линия на отмену всего того, что так или иначе связано с нашей страной,
cancellation of everything related to our country has utterly failed. The wider international community is interested in
wide-ranging, fair and honest assessments of the reasons for international tension.
Rejecting the lies stamped by Western media, at least the majority of this. Today, all the clear-thinking people understand that the attempts by Western capitals to prohibit cooperation with Russia do not stop anyone except their initiators. And this is also owing to you. Dear friends, I'd like to thank you for your significant efforts in bringing to your compatriots information, true information about our country and its policies. Russia is going to continue to develop as a friendly, open to the whole world. It's going to continue to conduct pragmatic, practical, and peace-loving political course. We are going to also facilitate democratization of international life, also development based on UN Charter, in all of the comprehension of its principles, which the West rejects. I'm meeting such principles of UN Charter, such as respect for sovereign equality of states, non-interference into sovereign affairs. The resolution of these important goals, fair foundation of international affairs is the focus of our current chairmanship at BRICS and the CIS, our active work in the UAEC, in the SCO, Shanghai Cooperation Treaty Organization, G20 and other multilateral formats. Also, I'd like to note some close relationships we're developing with integrational movements worldwide in all all countries of the international majority, with Asian, with African, with Latin American representatives throughout all the continents. We have integration structures of developing countries. We have established close relations with all of this, and we are going to strive to develop this on equal, full-fledged partnership basis as a constructive alternative to the policy that the West is trying to promote through the international development institutions it controls, jointly with our allies, partners, and like-minded people from the states of global south and east. We are going to continue to labor on shaping through the efforts I mentioned, a fairer multipolar world order that will consider the cultural civilization diversity of the world, and that is called upon to provide for prosperity and well-being of all the humanity, not just its separate representatives of elites and countries of the so-called golden billion. It is hard to overestimate the role of humanitarian inter-human relationships in the course of strengthening friendship, international trust, and also on my own behalf. I'd like to note that Russia has eternal truth throughout its history, and we have a lot to promote cooperation with our international partners, including ideas which were promoted in their eternal works by Pushkin, Dostoevsky, many other representatives of Russian culture. Further proliferation of Russian language, which is strengthening its positions in the international community. International organizations on Russian language, which was created last year, the initiative of the president of Kazakhstan,
беспрецедентную политизацию международного спортивного движения.
Despite popularization of the sporting movement and its stigmatization, I'm sure that Russian sport is also confidently looking into the future. Russia is now conducting an innovative tournament in Kazan, the Games of the Future, featuring 161 teams from 109 countries. Same year, we are planning more large-scale events, such as BRICS Games, and international friendship games. We are also going to use the community, use diplomacy, people's diplomacy potential. Over the next few days in Sochi, we are going to see the opening of the International Youth Festival. We are always open to cultural exchanges. We are ready to share the achievements of our culture, and we are always prepared, ready, and willing to learn about the cultural masterpieces of our friends and partners. From this year, actually, we are planning to host an Intervision song contest in Russia. Interest has been expressed by dozens of countries. I'm very happy to once again welcome the chairman of the International Movement of the Russophile Movement, Nikolai Kalinov, his activists. I'd like to express sincere gratitude for the difficult work performed by you, dear friends, to consolidate friendly forces would like to develop friendship with our country and bring it to a more practical plane. I'd like to note our support and also our community public organizations are cooperating with the movement. I'd also like to note the beneficial activities of Konstantin Malafeev and his team that are doing a lot to promote the international Russophile movement. In conclusion, I'd like to wholeheartedly wish the international Russophile movement new victories, achievements, as we say. I have no doubt that you will continue succeeding in expanding the circle of constructively thinking, freely thinking participants from all world countries. In our face, you will always find a reliable partner, a comrade in arms that knows how to value friendships. This event is going to be an important landmark in further expanding this movement for the good of all the peoples represented here, all the countries represented here. A big thank you, and have a great day of fruitful work. Thank you.
Следующее наше приветствие я бы, конечно, хотел отметить особо, потому что впервые идея создания международного движения русофилов получила поддержку на Ливадийском форуме в 2018 году, форум, который проводится Советом Федерации, поэтому с большим удовольствием даю слово нашему другу Константину Иосифовичу Косачеву для того, чтобы прочитать приветствие от имени Совета Федерации.
From the Federation Council, Russian Federation, you have the floor.